Yeah, welcome to another episode of Mr. Z and Fifth with your host, Zacchaeus, and the fifth Gentleman. What up, Zacchaeus?
Hey, what's good? Good to be here. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, yeah. We have a full show today, but we first want to get into some and acknowledge some news, sad news. So first, I want to mention, we've had a very popular loss. People know this brother, this actor. He's been very active for quite some time. I'd say 15, maybe 20 years, at least 15, 10 to 15, yeah. At least, right? At least.
Yes.
This brother by the name of Lance Reddick. Those of today's time probably more so know him for John Wick, the John Wick franchise. Most people who've seen him early on remember him going all the way back to The Wire.
Yes, I remember The Wire. Yes,
He was also in shows like Fringe. He's done a lot of voice actor work. He was currently doing voice acting work for the animated series The Legend of Vox Machina. He was on the Resident Evil Netflix series. Know him for that. So many to mention. Anything you wanted to mention, Zacchaeus, to be particular?
Yeah, I remember when I used to admire him on the Wire, and I used to watch The Wire on the regular, and I admire him.
That's when I first
on the
saw
series.
Him.
Yeah, that's the first I saw him. And I used to admire him on the series, mm-hmm. and his charisma with acting and just interacting with the other characters on the show.
Yeah,
and it's like, man, you know, he really embodied that captain that role he played on The Wire.
Yeah,
and so sad, the sudden death to me, because it was not I didn't hear that he was sick or anything, and it was just a sudden thing I heard. I just had to look at it myself, because sometimes you know, people come with false news. So I had to look at it myself. I said, "He really, Lance Reddick is really gone?"
Yeah.
So I was like, "Wow!" Just like that. Look healthy, and just gone, just like that.
It says here that his first notable acted appearance, and I never knew this until my brother told me. Back in the early mid-90s, that he appeared on an episode of New York Undercover. Which I can't recall, but I would have to go back and watch that episode. But
yeah, I'll have to watch the episodes. Yeah,
but yeah, The Wire started in 2002.
Yes.
So yeah, yes. We're talking 20 years. So this man is too much to mention, but this man is has been in the game for a long time. On screen, behind the screens work, voiceover work for animated series, cartoons, anime, video games. I mean, you know, this guy's he's very known, very, very known.
Well known
across cultures. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yes.
Many people know him. And the sad thing is that the next John Wick is supposed to be coming out sometime in March. So, he's in John Wick Chapter 4. And, I follow him on IG. And, like, a few days ago, you know, he posted a picture. Well, last week now, since we're recording Tuesday. You know, he posted a picture of him having fun with his dogs. Then all of a sudden, two days later, you see a whole bunch of media publications on Facebook talking about that the Lance Reddick has passed away. And we're like, wait a minute, he was just, you know. And it's so sudden.
Yeah.
He was 61 years old to be around that.
It's so sudden, man.
He looked like he was in good health. Take care of yourselves, everybody, man. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. And also, life is short. Try to pursue whatever you're going to pursue. Pursue it so you could be happy within. Don't do something so long. Because Lance Reddick died doing what he loved to do.
Yeah.
So always try to embrace a dream and go for it. Don't sit on it. If you have a talent, go for it. Don't wait on others to start pursuing your dream. Yeah. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and make it happen, because life is short. It's not promised to no one. Condolences to his family and RIP to Lance Riddick. Gonna miss him. Oh, man, what an actor. So sudden. Yeah.
Crazy. Lastly, out of nowhere, but this brother was a little older. Knicks legend, as we're recording today, because this is March 21st.
Yeah.
Legendary ball player, Knicks, New York Knicks, Willis Reed.
Willis Reed, yes.
Passed away March 21st, 80 years old.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus, tell us a little bit about Willis Reed.
Willis Reed played with the Knicks, New York Knicks, from 1964 to 1974. Yeah. 74. So mm-hmm. he had a good 10-year run, a good run with the Knicks, but he was also became a Hall of Famer before our time. He was before our time, because mm-hmm. me and Fifth was not. Nah. I was an infant. Yeah. Infant, baby. When he retired, I was an infant, baby. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, before our time, before mm-hmm. our time, but he will be missed because he's a legend and he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So we just admire him, his admiration, and being a world class in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna miss him. We're gonna miss him. Condolences to his family. R.I.P. to him.
Yeah.
Willis
mm-hmm. Reed, man. Rest in peace.
Willis Reed, yes.
Two-time NBA champion. He was the two-time finals MVP.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Seven-time All-Star. One-time MVP back in 1970. NBA All-Star Game MVP, All-NBA First Team 1974, All-NBA Second Team 1969 and 1971, NBA Rookie of the Year 1965, All-Time Rookie 1965, and part of the NBA anniversary, they did this, you know, the greatest 75 players. He was part of that. His number been retired with the New York Knicks, number 19. He coached 1977 to 1978 the Knicks, 1981 to 1985 Creighton. I think that's either a high school or college. Assistant coach for the Atlanta Hawks, 1985-1987. Assistant coach for the Sacramento Kings, 1987-1988. Coach 1988-1989 New Jersey Nets. So, all right. Condolences to the family of Lance Reddick. Condolences to the family of Willis Reed.
Willis Reed, yes.
Also, honorable mention, I want to give a rest in peace to the brother. He played Nipsey for Martin. He passed away some days ago as well. Actually, the same day Lance Reddick was announced. For those who remember the show Martin, the brother who played Nipsey, he passed away. Let me get his name to respect him. He was Martin's real friend, you know, before the show, you know. This was according to Vibe magazine. Sean Lampkin, 54. Who played Nipsey
54 years
on Martin.
Nipsey, got to get him up, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to acknowledge that and rest in peace and condolences to his family.
To him, yes. Yes, yes. All right. Condolences, R.I.P. to him.
Mm-hmm.
Condolences to the fam. Wow.
Man, we seem to be losing a lot of people this past week, man. I don't know what's going on.
The greats come in three, they say, but yeah, man.
Yeah, that's... Wow. So let's get into got two things to talk about. Last week we had a really good episode.
For those who haven't watched it,
we had a really great episode. There's so much
check it out.
Info to take from that episode. Episode 20 of season 4. She's Beautiful and Unmarried. Why?
Check that out, y'all.
Today, you was inspired by the whole situation with Sierra. We're talking about Christian wives presenting themselves with their husbands.
Yes.
And we could take it from many views, but we're going to focus on those in the faith because she claims that she's in it. So we have to have this conversation.
Yes, right? We do. Yes, we do.
And also, I wanted to get into something that was said to a woman in church, Pastor Keon Henderson. That is husband. Well, let me just be correct. He's a pastor first. Mm-hmm. Let's keep this real. Mm-hmm. But many people may know him now because in the celeb world, he's married to Shaquille O'Neal's ex-wife, Shawnee O'Neal. Yeah. She is now known as Shawnee Henderson. You know, she named that
Shawnee Henderson, yeah.
So, but, you know, we're going to get into that. It was the woman asked him about dominant women.
So we're gonna talk
about dominant women and the advice he gave her, whether we agree or disagree with it. We will play it in full context, and get a clear understanding. Be critical, well, be objective, and then be fair. Okay.
Yeah. Oh man.
So I have some things to say about the Sierra situation, but brother, I'm gonna let you go first. So let's pull up the summer. Okay. Let's pull up the summer jam screen. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't really watch the Oscars so much this time around. I didn't. And but news of the Oscars came out of the wazoo, and I think this is the article that stood out to me. Sierra wearing this scantily clad see-through dress. I can't even call it a dress. It's just a see-through. See-through thing, you know?
Lingerie,
see-through.
Man. With the
lingerie.
With the pasties to cover the nipples. I mean, that's basically all that is. You can see a thong slash drawers, panties under that. You know?
Literally. Yeah. So, and that's caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And I know it caught others' attention too, but definitely.
Yeah.
And I said that, man, you know, when it comes to a wife, and when it comes to being a wife,
they go to back view.
And they go to the back view, y'all. You see the back, as y'all can see the back view. When it comes to being a wife, it's a time and place for everything. The Bible says it's a time and place for everything. And as when we claim to know Christ, there's a certain way that we carry ourselves, right, Fifth? There's a certain way that we carry ourselves, a certain way we
represent. Men and women.
Men and women. We're not just going for the men, we're going for the men too. Also the women, but you're also dealing with the men too. It's a certain way you talk, a certain way you carry yourself, certain way that you present yourself. And when you claim to be a follower of Christ, there's a certain way that you carry yourself. Now, if you... And then you got to see that, listen, I'm married, and I and my wife would not even, I don't even have to tell my wife not to wear that. She knows that she's not going to wear that. She, first of all, she's very shy, and she knows she ain't going to wear that. So I ain't got to worry about that.
Yep.
I have a modest wife. I ain't got to worry about that. She knows how to dress. She knows how to carry herself, and she's a child of God. She's a child of the King. She knows how to carry herself. She knows how to dress. I ain't got to worry about her dressing like that.
Yeah.
Now, some women, they do it for attention. They do it for style. They do it for attention. They draw attention towards them. Now, when Sierra dressed this way, I was taken back because I've been hearing many people say, oh, she's a child of God. She's a Christian. You know that? And I'm like, and I go back and I dig in the scriptures. And I want to dig in the scriptures. I want to be fair because when you came to know, when you came to be a child of the King, a Christian, there's certain ways you carry yourself with your husband, and a certain ways a husband carries himself with his wife. Now, according to the scriptures, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9, likewise that a woman should adorn themselves in respectably apparel, modesty, and self-control. And that scripture just stood out to me to a point where that it just goes exactly with the topic at hand that we're talking about, Sierra's lingerie. And some of us like to throw out the word Christian, 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 but when you represent, you got to represent in a way where you're respectable. Now, I don't know. Husband, what's the husband's name again? Husband.
NFL football player Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Yeah, Russell Wilson.
Let me say something real quick before you get into that.
Okay.
To kind of help your point. He, from the gate, has been known as a very, has been known as a believer who has a very clean image. Okay. Now, right. He does have a divorce on his record. His wife filed. His first wife filed.
Yeah.
Now, this is his second marriage, so that's the only thing that people may hold against him. It's because this is his second wife. But he has a very clean image. He don't have no scandals, none of that.
Okay? Right. Yeah.
And this man took on Sierra with a kid already, Future's kid, the rapper.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, she's one of Future's, she's one of Future's baby mamas. I mean, he got quite a lot. But anyway.
Yeah.
For those who know Sierra for her musical career, I mean, you know, she's not a gospel singer. But I'm not here to judge that part.
Right.
Back to you, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, so to wear that and then holding your husband at the same time, walking with him, to me, I know she had a response. She had to respond to how she dressed, and she put on a whole white thing. When I seen it on social media, she put on a whole white cloth just to cover herself up. But still, it doesn't take back the fact that you're scantily clad, wearing lingerie. There's something that should be for a husband's eyes to see, for your husband Russell Wilson to see in the bedroom. It's not for the whole world to see. Let's make that clear. It's to see for his eyes only, and only for his eyes in the bedroom. Let's get this straight. You could wear that, but only in the bedroom for Russell Wilson's eyes to see.
Yeah.
Not for Hollywood to see, not for the whole world to see, but for Russell Wilson's eyes only. Okay? Uh-huh. I had to just bring that home because to me, They got some people that's not even Christians that won't even wear that.
Yeah.
They got some women that don't claim to know Christ, and they will not even, you know. Listen, we won't even catch them in that.
Even Meg Thee Stallion, who's not married, she showed up looking more covered than that.
Yeah.
What is that?
But I don't know what was. Listen. I don't know what was going through Russell Wilson's head. I don't know what was going through his head when maybe he spoke to her about it. Maybe he said, "Baby, I don't think you should wear this. I think save that for when we in the mood in the bedroom, in our bedroom, personal bedroom. But I don't think you should wear this in public." I don't know if he said that to her, because if I was Russell Wilson, I certainly would. I would say, "Listen, you can't go out like that. Listen, there's a whole sea of dresses you can wear. You cannot wear lingerie. You cannot wear that in public with me. We have a reputation. We're representing the Lord. We ain't representing the devil. We're not representing the devil. We're representing the Lord. You cannot dress like that."
Yeah.
And claim to know Christ. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna say this, and I know some people are gonna be like, "Yo, man, y'all on some Bible thumping mess." No, we not. This is what we're doing. I'll give it back to you. But check this out.
Okay.
It's about respecting yourself first, then also respecting your husband. But then now let me talk to that husband of hers. Now, brother, you know what you picked when you married her. So let's be very careful here with this. How does a man prevent this? He really can't. Because a woman's going to do whatever she want to do.
Correct.
But what you can do is do what LeBron James did. As far as picking a wife. Savannah James. I wish I could pull her picture up. But, you know. Savannah James showed up to the Oscars looking very good. She had on like a, she looked like she was getting married. She had on a white dress. And it looked very great. It was a great looking dress. But it was safe. And it was respectful. It was sexy. But at the same time, main thing, married woman. Well, a woman who wants to be married, that is. It was very modest. See, ladies, you can be modest and look good at the same time. See, when women think of modest, some, well, today's modern women, that is, when they think of modest, they think of wearing a, what do they call that? A one of them grandma, one of them grandma walking around the house type of dresses and a muumuu and a gown and all that. Flowers all over it looking crazy. Like, that's what they think of modest. No, modesty just means you leave some to the imagination. You don't just show everything now. I, just from looking at this, I know what she looks like butt naked.
Yeah.
I know what Ciara looks like. Butt naked at this point. All you got
to
do
is nothing to the imagination.
There's nothing to the imagination. Let me show the back view. Ciara, I know what you look like with your clothes off, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, she might as well showed up butt naked. I mean, the way she was dressed, and you on a red carpet. I mean, that carpet is actually blue, but you know what I mean. You at the Oscars of all places, and I know people were saying, "Well, this was the Oscars after party." Still, you ain't supposed to be, yo, man. Have some class. Have some tact about yourself.
Yeah, come
you
on.
Know what I'm
yeah,
I mean, I don't understand. But I'm gonna tell you what it is. Nobody has been checking for Ciara's music in years. And I mean, years.
It's been a long time.
You know what I'm saying? And
yes,
she's trying to get the single women money, but also be a married woman. No different from Beyonce. The only difference is Beyonce ain't show up looking like that. But
no,
Beyonce, no. Beyonce's music and Ciara's current music, right? Beyonce's current music and Ciara's current music, if anybody's checking for that, is about being a freak, single. It's about being a church girl and a freak at the same time, single. Living a life of leisure. Which is Julia Roberts and character in Pretty Woman, and you know what she was, right? So here you have two married women, women, right? One who's claiming she's a believer with her husband doing missionary work, right?
Yes, you've seen that in the footage, yeah.
And then another who Beyonce calls herself I mean, I don't know what the heck Beyonce half of the time be confused with me, right? But this is, but you know, Jay-Z don't never claim to be Christian, so we can't put that on him, right? But why is it that these two known, popular women in music, also popular in the music world and in the black community, and quote unquote presenting themselves as power couples? Why is it that these two are able to have this platform to display this behavior that is contrary to what they should be professing anyway? Why is that? Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
I'll tell you why. It's money.
Yep.
Pop fame. A need and a yearning for fame.
Mm-hmm.
and popularity to keep the, to keep your popularity up. Mm-hmm. And there's a, let me tell you something, to keep your popularity, to keep your fame and popularity up, it's a fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fight. It's a fight that it pulls you. You sell your soul, and it pulls you to do things that you personally wouldn't ordinarily do.
Right.
But it pushes you to do it.
Right.
The spirit, that demonic spirit of fame and popularity,
mm-hmm.
draws you to do things that you normally wouldn't do naturally. Mm-hmm. It pulls you into that realm. It pulls you into that, to that portal, to make you look a certain way and to make you do things to draw the attention all towards you. Because all I see with Sierra wearing the lingerie is all eyes on me. Of yeah. course, that's going to draw. You think, let me tell you something. What she's wearing,
mm-hmm.
all throughout YouTube,
yeah,
they're talking about what she's wearing. They ain't talking about the Oscars. They're talking about what Sierra is wearing.
Exactly. Exactly.
They ain't talking about the Oscars. So you don't hear people mentioning the Oscars. Ah!
Think yeah. about it. This is like the yeah. new, this is like this year's version of the Will Smith Chris Rock slap, right?
Yes.
So last year at the Oscars, this is just embarrassing. So last year at the Oscars, we know Will slapped Chris Rock on stage, right? So nobody talked about all the other good things that did happen at the Oscars. Everything was about the slap. Now this year,
this year,
it's the dress. So the slap yes. was last year, and now the dress is this year. I think one of the yeah. biggest reasons why people are coming at Sierra so tough is because she's a married woman. Okay, and it's who she's married to. Russell Williams ain't no freaking thug.
He's not a thug. He's a decent man.
He's a clean cut
Christian.
Thank you.
God fearing man.
Family
man. God fearing decent. Yeah. He got people calling him simps everywhere. I'm like, come on.
I mean, people call him that. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, he ain't hurt nobody. Right?
He ain't hurt nobody at the end of the day. Right, right.
Let's just keep it real.
Listen.
Yes, there's a lot of things that us man's type of men would be like, man, I could never have my wife out there like that disrespecting me. But even with that said, the man himself, he ain't hurting nobody.
He didn't hurt nobody.
I mean, this man got kids with her and then took on somebody else's kid. That's honorable. Who else is gonna do that? You know what I'm saying?
Black man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the thing is that A lot of now the world, listen, brother, you know how it is. The world is going to do what they do. I mean, you got women out here saying, oh, I'd wear that too. Okay. Go ahead.
They got some women that defended her. Yes.
Right. They would say they wear that too. And my answer is, of course you would, because you part of that circle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if anything, we should be not championing this, but championing Savannah James, LeBron James' wife, and what she wore, how she respected herself, how Angela Bassett, what she wore, how she respected herself.
Respected herself.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those mm-hmm. should be the ones. Let me tell you something. A woman, and shout outs to Melanie King. She said a woman who is a hoe is an enemy to a traditional woman. And I get what she means. She's talking about an agenda. If a woman is part of a lust-driven agenda that is going against the wholesome traditional woman's agenda, and yeah, she would be an enemy to that. I get that. And we're not saying this is all women are like Sierra. No, we're not saying this. But what we're saying is, The women who promote this type of agenda have the loudest microphone. That's wrong.
Yes.
I'm telling women who are about their traditional life and being modest, and being classy and being believers, you need to turn your mic up. Talk. Lead.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. Inspire. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Speak. Speak. I think there was a I think there was a woman that spoke out against that. I can shout her name out. Revy. There's a woman named Reva or Revy. That's
Reva. Spoke out against, I know who it is.
Reva.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, Reva.
She married.
Shout out to Reva.
Yeah.
Yeah, she spoke out against what Sierra was wearing, and she was eloquent. Don't claim to be a holy roller, but Christian. But she spoke out and she said that it's a certain way you carry yourself, especially when you're married. A certain way that you carry yourself, a certain way how you respect yourself, and a certain way how that you respect your husband. Once you're married, and certain way how you out of respect, because when people see Sierra, when men see Sierra, they're not thinking, oh, Sierra, let me hear your song. Oh, they're not thinking, let me hear your song, Kate. They're not thinking right. about that. You know what they're thinking about?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. They're thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You know? They ain't thinking about, oh, let me hear your other joints. Let me see you. They're thinking about other things. So, ladies, let's respect ourselves out there. You can't not wear lingerie and think men are not gonna look and say something. Yeah. They got some dudes that are bold, they will say something. They'll say something as crazy as, girl, you make my toes curl like cheese doodles. They say all type of stuff. they'll say all type of stuff.
See,
and now, I mean now, no holds barred. They'll say
now,
it.
Now, I may not agree with every political thing former President Barack Obama did. At the end of the day, but his wife Michelle Obama would never.
Oh no,
would
oh,
never
respect. No, right? She would never. No, she wouldn't even. You wouldn't even catch her sleeping wearing that. That's all I gotta say. Yeah,
And now listen, no. I'm gonna make my point last with this, and kind of piggybacking off what you said. I have no problem with a married Christian woman privately doing these things. I ain't got a problem with that.
Shoot, exactly.
Brother, you're already married, and I'm going to be married someday. Yeah. All right? And I want to have some fun in my marriage. But I ain't about to be displaying that for the world to see. But then, like I said, this is why it's the woman you pick. Hey, I think I said this before. The woman that a man chooses to make his wife is a reflection of who he is as well.
Solid point. Yes.
Now, I get it. Sometimes you could be with somebody 20 years, and out of the 20 years, she changed in year 19. That's different. I ain't saying that. But what I'm saying... But what I'm saying is, that's why you got to be careful what you pick. And know what you picking. Right?
Yeah.
As a man, I don't know if we use the term modest for men, but as a man, you should dress respectful. Russell Wilson didn't show up at the on the red carpet with his shirt off.
No, he didn't.
He didn't show up with his pants sagging, showing his butt in his drawers.
No, he was modest. You know what I'm saying?
He
was modestly dressed.
Well, because
he was wearing a regular suit.
Think about it. Because if he dressed it in a, let's be real, if he dressed it inappropriately, what do you think the media would have been against him?
He would have got the third degree.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
They probably would have said, brother, you are no longer invited to the Oscars dressing like that. How dare you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They would have told Sierra to freaking divorce him. I mean, you know, that extreme. Yeah. You got women out there that are that extreme.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they would have Will Smith him. You ain't coming back. 10 years, you ain't coming back.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. Shoot. Exactly. So
you know what I'm saying? So,
all right.
Yeah, man.
Anything before we move on to the next time?
Ladies, listen. Respect yourselves, man. Respect yourself. Men, respect yourself. And remember, if you're married, Remember, those kind of lingerie stuff is only supposed to be in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Not for the world. Not to be displayed so other men could lust. It, okay?
Right. And that's the thing. If you're a non-believer, this means nothing to you. Or maybe it does.
Or maybe it does.
Because there
are... Or maybe it does,
Even... And this is going to sound very drastic. Even a Satanist would have more respect than that.
Ooh! Wow.
You know?
That's just
let me tell you something. I better not see my professing believers out there encouraging this mess. Don't encourage it.
Listen,
we ain't all perfect, right? I get that.
Right, some of us
still have a little bit of hypocrite in us. I get it. But yeah. I better not hear a professing believer encouraging this inappropriate behavior. You better not encourage it.
You better not. Crazy.
All right? Anyway.
All right, yeah.
On to this clip that I came across that I had to go to the actual special itself. This looks like a good open church discussion. It doesn't necessarily look like an actual church service, but it looks like a pretty good presentation that Pastor Keon Henderson did. So we're going to let it play. We're going to chop it up, critique it. We're going to say what we agree with. We're going to say what we disagree with. And I also have a clip that I want to play, at the end. I think he said it on this program, which is something that I agree with. Okay. Let me make sure I not forget that. Make sure you remind me, Zach, he is.
All right. Okay.
Because this I'm going to have on my phone. Okay. All right. Now, let's bring it up on the Summer Jam screen. And we're going to let this go. Let's go.
Give me a little volume. I can't hear. Go ahead.
What do you say to women who are dominant and in relationships? And
YouTube up to the shenanigans. It'll play.
And you don't try to be YouTube. Dominant, but that's what you were raised on. My dad is a military man, so that's all I know. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be dominant, but at the same time, if I ask something of a man and he does not do it, I take care of it myself. I just don't.
Period.
But I don't want to emasculate anyone. I just, if I say I want the trash taken out, that's what that is. And if it's not done in a timely manner.
You see that?
That's just what that is. Come down there.
I'm about to come down there, Brother Walker. Who are you talking to?
I feel her energy.
I'm just playing. Don't.
But she's a
don't take
it
better
pastor.
On Reverend. I think anybody who talks like that, I don't think you want to run up on. I think you're gonna be up there telling, all right, I'll take the trash out. All right. Go ahead, sister.
But yeah, I don't want to emasculate anyone, but I'm trying to figure out how do I tone that down. How do, you know, I don't want to come off as he ain't done this. I don't, let me back up. I'm trying to get to that point.
What's your name?
La Sharonda.
I see you a lot around here. First of all, let me say to you what I said to you. The fact that you're asking the question, I just want us to give a hand. The fact.
Hallelujah.
That you're asking the question.
Now, she said, I don't want to be dominant. But my father was a military man, and that's all I know, right?
Right.
She didn't mention her mother, probably for a reason. I don't know what it is. So we'll leave that be. She said that when she asks a man to do something and he don't do it, she just do it herself. That's just how she is, right? And she gave an example of, if I say I want the trash taken out, take that trash out. That's what it is, right? Now, there's a lot of tone situations going on here. I think most men don't like a woman talking to them like their mother.
Hello.
Right? So there's that.
Hello.
There's that. Mm-hmm. And then mothers, when your child is no longer a kid no more, and he's an adult, treat him like one. That too. So for the mothers that get a little out there, watch that. Because especially a male adult, when a mother has a son, and that son becomes a grown man, we ain't talking about 18. We talking freaking 30s, 40s. At that point, although, yes, you are his mother, he's a man, and physically, he's your protector if you're not married, right? So I think I don't think at a certain point, your mother shouldn't still be talking to you crazy. But that may be another subject for another show. Right.
Yeah.
But like I said, most men, at least men that I know, do not want their woman or any woman talking to them like, you know, their mother. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Right.
You know, we're going to play on a little more, and then I'm going to get your opinion.
Because it's not a blind spot. The answer to the question, and I know they can answer it too. It depends on how bad you want covenant. And until, you're not going to be perfect, so don't, I'm not going to say this, until you can get to the place where at some sort of consistency, you can learn, as Shawnee says, the gift of being quiet. The gift of being quiet. Because you'd be surprised how many men like strong women.
All right, now I got to cut and stop right here.
But there was a difference.
Wait, hold on. Let me play a little more. Hold on.
Between being strong and being forceful. Don't lose your strength. Channel it into an endeavor that can make y'all some money, or channel it into something where he will appreciate it. So you got to find a place to place the strength. Don't lose it. You got to find.
Now you only hear stuff like this in the black community. Men want a strong woman and strong. What do they mean when you hear?
Yeah, this is what.
Go,
okay,
go ahead. No, I was going to ask a question.
I used to hear this. Yeah. I need to be a strong black woman. I'm a strong black woman. But when they say a strong black woman, strong black woman with attitude.
Right.
That's
right.
Not being strong. That's when you have an attitude.
Strong. No.
When you have an attitude and when your opinion, nothing wrong with being opinionated, but when you have an attitude behind it, like I'm talking down to you attitude. Like I'm a little child or something.
Let me tell you what that is, and I'm going to let you go for 5 minutes or more. Check
okay,
this out.
Go ahead.
This is going to help it really good. I think a lot of our sisters have been wrongfully taught this. They have told our women that they gave a picture of what strong is. And when I looked and researched what the behavior is of these so-called strong women, it's not strength, it's defiance.
Whoa.
That's two different things. So when a lot of them say, based off the behavior that they show, when they say I'm a strong woman, they're really saying they're a defiant woman. Zacchaeus, you have the floor.
I 100% agree with that. When it comes to, it's a turnoff for a man. Let's just come straight with that. Big turnoff. You know, like she said earlier in the video, she said, when I say take out the trash, I mean take out the trash. Who are you talking to? Because who are you talking to? Because first of all, I'm not your son.
Thank you.
Am I your 14-year-old son? am I your 13-year-old son?
Right. That's how you speak to your children when they are children.
Children, I'm a grown man. I'm possibly older than you. I'm a grown man.
Most men are older than their wives. So heck
than their
yeah.
wives.
So why? So why?
I'm older than you.
So yeah, she shouldn't be talking to him like that.
And I had a mother already.
Thank you.
I had a mother already. Okay, that raised me.
Right.
Raised me up in the right way. I don't need you to talk to me. And because of this,
let me tell you something.
Because of this,
real quick, let my mother hear my woman talk to me like that. In front of her. Are you kidding me?
Oh, go ahead.
It would be World War III.
Ooh. Listen.
Because even my mother would say, Who you think you talking to? This is your husband, not your child.
Exactly. Yeah, she put it to her straight, man.
Go ahead, Zacchaeus. My bad. I said I wouldn't interrupt.
Yeah, it was okay. No, you need to add that in. I'm glad you added that in because, listen, when you come with that attitude, that angry attitude, and you say because you, and the reason why you have that attitude because they say, listen, I could talk this way because I'm strong. You don't like the fact that I'm strong. I'm a strong black woman. You don't like the simple fact that I'm strong and I'm black. You don't like the simple fact. No, it's not that. There's a certain way of being strong. You can be strong and self-motivated. But when you say that you're strong and have a nasty attitude behind that, there's a certain amount, unless he's a simp. Ain't no real man gonna wanna be. Ain't no decent man gonna wanna be around you. Ain't no man gonna be like, listen, maybe this is I'm coming from the street angle, but they might say, yo, I might just get a little buns and step away.
These are those.
You know,
she sound like one of those I'm the prize type of women, man. That's why she got that voice like that. Come on now.
Yeah. See.
Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I'm going to play some more.
Play some more. Okay.
There we go.
Find the proper place to place it. Now, you just got to find some exercises that when you want to, as we say, word vomit, or if you say, I told you to take out the trash, you have to understand that his response is going to be as offensive as your request. And if you reap what you sow, start off by giving what you want. Okay? So submission doesn't mean weakness. Submission means I got enough power to do it, but I decide to let you. Every woman under the sound of my voice is strong enough to do what she wants to do. But if she is submissive to a man, it is because she hasn't intentionally dialed the power down in order for the sake of growth, peace, happiness, and love. So maturity is the answer. Talking to yourself and saying, self, be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't scar him like that. Don't emasculate him like that. I love him. And love covers a multitude. I promise you this. It is not that you are too strong. It's that you have not yet found somebody you love enough to be weak.
Okay. Now, I disagree with that. Zacchaeus, you go, and then I'm going to go next. That last part. He said some good stuff before that, but his grand reason, I didn't agree with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Be weak and submissive. Listen, now God made. I'm gonna do a little. But thus said the Lord, the Bible says that he makes the man the head of the household. Mm-hmm. We're naturally the head of the household. And yes, we are one. The Bible says we're married with one flesh. Yes, that's true. But to have somebody that has a crazy attitude, mm-hmm. and then they say that he has to. So what he said at the end,
he said it's not that you're true. Okay, let me not stumble. He said to the woman, it's not that you're too strong. It's because you haven't found a man strong enough to make you weak. Go ahead.
No, listen. Strong enough to make it. But who first of all, this is what I want to say. Who has time for that?
Thank you.
Fifth, you have time for that?
Brother.
To go head on head with a bullheaded, angry woman?
No, sir.
I don't have time for that.
No, sir.
And I don't have time for that.
And I don't have to accept that. I have options.
You have options. There's more women than men. Listen, you ain't got to sit there and take it going head to head and toe to toe with a bullheaded, angry woman.
No.
Who has time to
I don't want to come. Listen.
What?
I haven't waited this. Let me tell you something. All this time trying to find a wife, I'd be danged if the kind of wife I have is going to be a woman that I got to come home to and every night it's a Tyson fight. Are you kidding me?
Exactly. Exactly.
I'd be a fool.
Man, to say that, okay, I'm gonna go head on head with her.
This is what he should have said. Because let me tell you something. You don't tell a woman that. What he should have told her was, hey, you can't act like that if you wanna be an eligible wife. You can't act like that. And then it's almost like he gave her accountability, but he also kind of took off accountability at the same time. He double talked. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he said some good things in the beginning. You know what he did? He gave her medicine with sugar in it.
In other words.
If you know what I mean, you know, to disguise the taste. This is what he also did.
Yeah. He accepted her attitude.
Yeah. And he basically said, hey, don't worry about it. You just ain't found the right man. Let me tell you something.
He didn't hold her, like you said, you were right. He didn't hold her accountable to her attitude. So you're making this woman live in a delusional world, mm-hmm. to go around with an attitude and butter her up.
Right.
He buttered her up, right. to make her feel that her attitude is right. She just haven't found the right man to go head on head with her to accept her attitude.
Right. Well, you know, now he's going to say some more. And he's going to give her some more medicine, but he's going to put some cornflakes in it too, with frosted flakes. You see, that's why you have to be consistent across the board when you're talking to somebody. And I get it. He's a pastor. Right. And I get it. He's a pastor. So he's trying to speak in love. And he's trying to correct in love, but you still, but you have to correct this feminist nature that does not belong in church, because feminism is anti-Christ.
Hello, amen.
Okay.
Hello.
Now I'm gonna play.
Amen.
I'm gonna play a little more.
If you find somebody or somebody finds you that you love, I was watching a video online the other day. It was a dog in front of a TV looking at this movie with dogs on TV. And the dog was barking at the television. And then the alpha dog on the television showed up and the pit bull said, because even a pit bull knows when the alpha shows up. When the right of alpha comes, there will be something in you. The reason why you like that is because you don't feel safe. Minister. You don't feel safe. When you feel safe and you find somebody who will do what you ask and not what you command, and recognize that your relationship is not the military, that you don't have to be like your daddy. He commanded people, but you don't have to.
He's right about that part.
When the right man comes and you love him enough, you will bow. The same thing an atheist does when they accept Jesus Christ.
Okay, not the same parallel in my opinion. But he said, when the right, he said, he used the definition of a pit bull and an alpha dog. And he said, even the pit bull knows when an alpha shows up. How about not teaching women to be a pit bull in the first place?
Hello, hello, hello.
What the heck is this? Why? So I gotta be a wolf.
Yeah.
So as a man, so basically as a man, you gotta be a wolf for your female / pit bull to shut her mouth. What? First of all, we're not dogs, we're humans. That's number one. And where in the Bible was Eve created to be a pit bull? She was created to be a help meet.
Mate. Hello.
That is not a pit bull.
Hello. I think you should drop a bomb for that one. Man, but anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm going to find it. I can't believe this. Yeah. Speak to that, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, you cannot accept attitude and accept just that. So in other words, she can go around having a nasty attitude and she's not held accountable for that. She can go around having a dirty attitude and live in a delusional world that she can come off with nasty to men and come off and just have this attitude, this dirty, this downright dirty attitude and possibly find a simp to accept that? No. 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 There's got to be accountability for the attitude. And I'm sorry to say, but the pastor should have said, listen, when it comes to being a virtuous woman, and the Bible talks about a modest and virtuous woman, we have to be... A virtuous woman don't supposed to have an attitude. A nasty attitude, go around having a nasty attitude and expect to have a good husband and expect to have a decent husband. Am I missing something?
Man, listen.
I know I'm not missing something. I know I'm not missing something.
Listen. This man said,
where's your soft spirit? Where's the attitude and spirit of Christ?
Right.
Where's the attitude and spirit of Christ? Okay.
But he said, where is
the attitude of Christ?
Well, you notice he said that you as a woman will change once that man shows up, similar to an atheist who becomes a Christian. That is a false equivalence.
I don't know where he's getting his thoughts from, but he's definitely not taking it from the Word of God.
He went a little outside. So he's in the Word of God in a lot of things, but he went a little outside because he's speaking. He has a modern message, but you got to be careful with that because you can't deviate. You can't deviate from what the Word would oppose her attitude in the beginning. Number one. So the Word is already protesting what it is that her behavior is.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's number one. That's why. And I get it. He's trying to be nice. You can't be nice. You can't be. This is the reason why she ain't with nobody now.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
What does the Bible say?
And let me tell you something. Although she's responsible for herself because she's an adult, yes. But as a pastor, you're gonna be somewhat responsible for keeping her single, because you're gonna she's gonna mess around and say, "Oh, well, I went to that church and he told me I ain't had to change that about me." You know what I'm saying?
What the scripture says about an angry woman? Rather be alone in a room than with an angry woman.
Rather live on a roof.
On a roof.
Yeah, than to be with a contentious woman.
Contentious woman.
Amen. I may have got the scripture a little wrong, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
Let's drop a bomb on that one. Oh, let me turn that up. That was low.
Yeah.
Drop it again. It's better to be on a roof than to be in a marriage with an unruly woman.
Scornful woman. Yeah.
I'm gonna play some more because we're gonna be fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Same thing a sinner does when he gets salvation. I love the fact that you asked the question. I don't want you to leave here. Don't feel bad about that. Don't beat yourself up. Cry your last tear of it. You are who you are. He's healing you right now. In this room full of supportive people.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And we don't judge you. And we love you. And we care for you. And most of us don't even know you. So whatever told you that you are unlovable and that you have to command it, let somebody do it without being pushed. Because let me tell you something. If I love a woman, she ain't got to ask me to take no trash out. I'll vacuum her car out as a surprise.
Yes, sir.
I'll get her car washed. I'll clean the rims with a toothbrush. You hear what I'm telling you?
Come on, slow down, Pastor.
Oh, no, I do. Don't I do all that?
Reverend.
Shoot.
That's my dog right there.
That's my dog.
That's right, Reverend.
That's my dog. That's my dog.
Yes, sir.
When her husband Ramon, let me tell you something. Ramon used to drive a truck we used to call named Clifford. He still got Clifford? What year was Clifford bought in? Or what year is Clifford? He's a 2000 red Suburban. She around here driving in Benzes and all that kind of stuff. He and Clifford.
Yes, sir.
Because he gonna make sure that she riding good, even if he breaking down and somebody got to come get him.
Okay, now I got to say this. His last example, there was something good. See, this is the thing. He'll say something right and then go left. You see what I'm saying? This has been happening this whole time here. Okay? Now, let's speak to that last point he just made. He said the husband driving around. First of all, this is the year 2023. He said, "If I love my woman, she ain't got to tell me to take out the trash." Okay, well, the reason why she don't have to tell you to take out the trash when the trash needs to be put out is because, number one, it's your house too, and as men, we don't like dirty stuff.
Right.
Naturally, yeah. I can't speak to men who are slobs, but that's not a masculine thing. Men shouldn't be slobs. That's not masculine. Okay, number one, because you—that's why you're doing it. It has nothing to do with her. Because as a single man, you would take out the trash. That ain't got nothing to do with being married.
Right.
This is what I don't understand. This is about being an adult. It's not just about being independent. It's about being an adult. As an adult, if you were raised right, hopefully, as an adult, you're going to take care of the needs of yourself, to take care of you and your residents, because you're an adult. A responsible adult is going to clean up after themselves. They better, able body, whatever, if I'm saying it right. You know what I'm saying? And so that's not about love, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of bad marriages out here, and that man makes sure the trash go out every trash day. You know what I'm saying? Because he don't want roaches, he don't want rats.
Right.
Okay,
right,
that's number
right,
one.
Right.
The trash is going right. out because I am a human, a civil human being, not a some caveman savage. That's number one.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as far as doing things for your lady, of course, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with getting your woman's car washed. Ain't nothing wrong with buying your woman a car if you got the means to. But, you know, this man just said that he makes sure that his woman got Benzes and Mercedes. Well, Mercedes is a Benz. Got BMWs and Mercedes Benzes while he driving a 2000 Red Suburban. It's the year 2023. The reason why is because men by nature are minimalists. We don't need a whole bunch. A lot of things that men get are for the family anyway. If we can have if we can have all of this stuff without that, then we would just do it. But most women are not happy with that. Man gets a certain kind of car. Not every man, but a lot of men in this world, because it's about status, right? Man gets a better looking car to impress women. Man gets a bigger house because the wife wanted it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but for the most part, a man can live in a house with a futon chair, a PlayStation 5, and a television, and be set.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Men are minimalist by nature. If a man wants to start a family, then he's going to have some foundations and some roots put down before the family comes in. I mean, I'm doing that. I get it.
Right.
A man who already has a family is going to do things better for the family. But if he was by himself, it wouldn't take all that. Okay. Zacchaeus, go ahead, because I don't want you to miss your point. I know there's something you wanted to say.
Yeah. It's a natural thing. Mm-hmm. It's a natural thing for a man to clean after himself. Yeah. Supposed to be a natural thing.
Yeah.
And yes, you would do for your lady but she don't have to. She wouldn't have to scream and holler and yell. That's a natural thing that you would do automatically. And for her to, it's something lacking in the relationship for her to be screaming and hollering at you to take out the garbage like you're a child. First of all, it's not even natural for a woman to be screaming at you like that,
yeah,
and hollering at you like that.
Yeah.
And then years ago, this is no lie. I used to hear guys when I used to speak on the phone with them. Uh-huh. Fifth, this is the truth.
Uh-huh.
He's talking to me, man, talking to me on the phone.
Uh-huh.
He's not with her no more. As you can see, why talking to me on the phone. Every time I speak to this man on the phone, woman screaming at him in the background, "You're supposed to do this. You're the boy. Yeah. You're good for nothing. You're blah, blah, blah. You're good for nothing." Putting him down. I'm like, wow. I said, that's it. And guess what he says? I mean, he sounded like a simp. He said, "This is what I have to go through all the time. I have to go through this because she's with me. And this is what I have to deal with because she's with me." No, you don't. It's a choice.
That's horrible, man. That's horrible. But I'm gonna tell you something though. A lot of men have been, according to statistics, especially in our community, mm-hmm. a lot of black men were raised without their fathers.
Fathers, yes.
So most men who are raised by their mothers are raised empathetic to the female cause, but not being necessarily a leader.
Mm.
So that element is still missing. You know, you see it all the time on television programs, right? When they have a male guest who was raised by his mother. This is a pattern you see. I'll give you the pattern. He will have female talking points. That's a sign. He will be empathetic to the female agenda, but he will be objective to male leadership. This is why women who are single mothers raising men still need men in their lives. Hopefully the grandfather, a grandfather somewhere,
right,
a uncle, a mentor, somebody, because a man still, boys need men to teach them how to be men.
And
women and girls need women, wise women, please, for the love of wise women, to teach them on how to grow up and be women.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, the older generation messed some of us up, and the generation older than them messed them up too. Not all of them, but it happens. So you have cycles. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I'm hearing women in their 40s today, 40s, not 60s, but 40s. I'm hearing some women in their 40s on YouTube say, hey, for you ladies in your 20s and early 30s, we failed you.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's hard for them to admit, but then they'll also admit.
Wow.
But then they'll also admit that their mothers failed them. And let me tell you something. You know, usually when you are in the midst of an elderly woman, she is speaking of the woman of her time, right? But she has no idea about the women today. So I'm in my 30s. I am running into the daughters who were raised, who have this mentality. Those are the daughters. And guess what? Those daughters are having daughters. What's going to be their perspective? You see what I'm saying? So the only people we could really save is our children, man. Because a lot of these people, man, if they're not seeking for help, they are lost cause. Men and women. But the reason why we're talking about the woman today is because this sermon is talking to a woman. And he's basically telling the woman, you ain't got to change that. Don't worry, the right man will come. I just want to understand.
How about?
Yeah, go ahead, Zachary. Yeah. Go ahead.
How about trying to evolve? How about trying to change your attitude?
Right.
How about trying to grow this mental growth? This mental growth, meaning that sometimes your approach is off, and it turns a lot of people off, including men.
Exactly.
Including men.
You know why I think he's not saying that? It's because he got a celebrity wife now. So he probably doesn't want to get canceled. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
because T.D. Jakes, I wish I had this clip. T.D. Jakes said last year, He corrected that nasty attitude of a woman, and the next Sunday his church was half empty.
Wow, I believe it. It's true. That's I believe it, because a lot of women are not. Some women with attitudes. I have to say, some with attitudes are not held accountable for their attitudes. So they can go. They go around thinking that, and they're single. They go around thinking that that it's okay to have a nasty attitude. It's okay to have a snappy attitude. It's okay to have an attitude that where I can bite your head off. If you come at me incorrect or uncorrect, I'll bite your head off. It's not attractive. It's not attractive to have that attitude, that anger that comes out of your voice and the attitude, your tone. It's not attractive. And I believe T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes said, listen, because he called you out in the truth, he called you out in the truth. He used the truth to call you out. And he spoke truth. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't butter you up. He didn't sugarcoat it. He spoke truth. So all of a sudden now, because he spoke truth, and people don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear a Disney World speech. Okay, Fifth, they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear a Disney World speech. They don't like correction. They don't like correction. They want to hear a Disney World speech. Mm-hmm. So because you hear a Disney World speech, I don't want to hear no more. Because you call them, you, 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 You stood in your truth and you called them out. And people don't like to be called out. When you call them out and you call them out in their nonsense. I use the word nonsense. You call them out in their nonsense. They get all upset and they don't want to hear no more. They like for you to sugarcoat it. And that's the thing. So I believe when TD said, listen, I call this woman out and her nonsense. So therefore my church was half empty. Hey, yeah. When you call people out, they don't want to hear no more. Yeah. That's a fact.
Well, honestly, that's a fact. Honestly, I think a lot of male pastors, not female pastors, because it's a little different with women pastors, right? But a lot of our pastoral men, they're afraid to. They'll talk about men all day, right? And then we'll sit there and we'll take it because as men, you know, we're held accountable every day, and I'll explain how we're held accountable. If a man has all of these problems going on for himself, then he won't have a woman. So that's the punishment. That's the punishment, okay? If a man is going to be very disrespectful, come on now, Zach Keys, you notice, if he's going to be very disrespectful.
Right, right.
A disrespectful man will be alone.
Yes.
That's how society treats us, and that's how internally God will correct us in that way. So we as men already know that. That's number one. Two, I think a reason why a lot of men in the church, a lot of pastors, is because the main tithers and offering in the church and attendees are who? Go ahead. Oh, you on mute, Zacchaeus. Dang. That messed up the timing. You gotta unmute yourself. You're muted. Hit that mic logo. Yeah, we have technical difficulties.
Okay.
There we go. I'll ask it again. You're unmuted. Yes. Check this out. You'll ask it again.
Go ahead.
In the church, I don't know about the world, but I'll say in America, or I'll just say the black church. In the black church, who are your main tithers in the church?
Well, who attends the church more? Women.
There we go.
Women.
And that's why they are shook. Let me tell you something. Them women that was at T.D. Jakes' church got on code and said, we not coming next Sunday because we didn't like you correcting us like that. But but he spent the whole sermon talking about men and 2 seconds about women. And the women next week didn't show up. 2 seconds.
Just 2 seconds.
It was more than 2 seconds. But what I'm over-exaggerating. Okay. What I'm saying is he spent...
maybe a minute.
He spent... most of his service was 90% about men, 10% about women. And the women didn't show up next week. That's the point that I'm making.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they don't want to hurt their bottom line, so they want to watch themselves. They know men are a little different, you know, when it comes to church. They know men are more observant than women when it comes of who's teaching them. And, you know what I'm saying? They know mm-hmm. men a little more, let me watch what I do before I become a member of this church. You know men are the last to become members,
and one
of the last to commit to tithing to a particular ministry because they want to make sure that everything kind of lines up how it should be. you know, because, you know, we're going to make more of a practical decision about church, not an emotional decision about church like women. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of pastors, male and female, know this. If I preach to your emotion, I'll get you. But as a man, you have to preach to our logic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You ain't going to get me on no freaking emotion like that. All the No, you're not. But that's part of our nature.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Men and women know that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why he is, like I said, he's in the word, but at the same time, he's deviating so that he could preach to her emotional side.
Right.
He's trying to get in touch with her feminine side. So yes. He is feminizing his sermon to tailor fit her without offending her.
Offending her. Right, right.
I'll play a little bit more and then I'm done with it.
When you find the right one, trash ain't gonna be no problem.
That's gonna
be no problem.
And
that's a long answer, and I hope somebody's helped online. How many women are helped by the answer? It won't be a problem. Just like for us, cooking ain't a problem. Some women just love to watch their man eat. Just eat, just eat. And we be up and talking about, oh, my belly's showing. Oh, just get fat, baby. I don't care. I'm gonna love that thing. Yeah, just get fat.
Yeah,
eat.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Y'all finish it, no. and then we're gonna go home.
I want you to also consider for a second that maybe the personality is protection from the wrong people. Because when you, like Pastor said, when you find the right person, everything works out. So sometimes God puts up, so you have all of those personalities. And because the Bible says all things work together for good. So while you're trying to work on yourself, God knows that you need some of those fences, because it's going to prevent the wrong people from coming into your life. So just wanted you to consider that perspective also.
Okay, now I'm done with that. And then I'm going to actually take what he said a different way. All right? Let me get this off the screen.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to have our final thoughts. I'm going to take what he said in this way.
Yeah.
So he's right about certain personalities, conflict showing up. You know why? Because that's not supposed to be it. Well, how about this with that attitude right there? If she's meeting a man with that attitude and there's no chemistry between her and that man, that's supposed to happen. You know why? Because you ain't supposed to be acting like that and thinking you can get a righteous man.
Exactly. You're not.
Okay. So, and this is why I teach men, stop rewarding female bad behavior. Okay? Stop rewarding that. I'm speaking to men right now. Ladies, y'all don't even really listen to this podcast to begin with. But no disrespect if you do, though. But I'm speaking to men right now. Stop rewarding bad behavior, man. This is why the game is looking the way it is right now.
Yeah.
It is out of order, man.
Yes.
You got, you know, here's the thing. And I think men are finally realizing this. We were taught, well, I wasn't. But society teaches men that women have the power in relationships. As far as marriage goes, that's a lie. They don't propose. If they don't propose, how do they hold the power? Now, they hold the power to sex. That's true.
Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the most truest thing in the world.
Yeah.
They hold that one. They hold the key to that one.
Yes.
They do. Okay? But men hold the power of marriage. Because we are the proposers. Marriage only happens when the man is ready. If you want to get technical. You ask a woman to marry you and she says no, okay, then that doesn't happen. But, you know, a man can always find a woman to marry him, even if it's for the wrong reasons. Now, I'm not encouraging that. What I'm saying is normally men, because we're the proposers, we have the power of marriage. We set the tone in relationships that lead to marriage. Men have to be, I would also say that men have to be in terms of finding a wife, they have to be more intentional than a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because they have to sift through the women who are not eligible and the women who are. So a man got to really know what he want. But because when a man gets married, he takes on a wife.
Yes.
That's a responsibility, because there's a responsibility behind that, more so than the woman. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Bible says.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, yes, there's a responsibility on a woman too, but it's the bigger responsibilities on the man.
So the man, yeah, yes.
You know, a marriage rises and falls. A marriage can rise and fall on the accountability of the man, yo. Now, if a woman files for divorce, I mean, hey, she just filed for divorce. Okay, so then she has that power in America. Yeah. In America, that is.
Yeah.
Because there are other countries where women can't, they can't apply for a divorce. The man, only the man can.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
In those non-liberated countries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway. I'll be fair. The one thing he did say to her was, listen, your relationship is not the military. You don't command nobody. I agree with that.
I agree. Yeah, because, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Zacchaeus.
Yeah, I agree with that statement, what he said, because you're not a drill sergeant. He will naturally take it out. When you see the garbage just piling up and it's falling all over the floor, he would naturally just take out the garbage. No need to yell and have an attitude and give him grief. If he's not giving the golden rule, if he's not giving you grief, why give him grief? If he's not screaming and hollering and barking at you, why give him that kind of heat? You know, and most people, and most women, when it comes to, some women, when it comes to having a terrible attitude. This is what I find fifth. Tell me if I'm not true or not. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are single.
Yeah.
A lot of them are single.
Yeah.
A lot of them are single. You find the ones that have a more self-controlled attitude, they're taken or they're married. And they're taken to marry. Sometimes they're married for 20, 30 years, they're married. But the one with the attitude and saying, I got everything under control. Listen, I have my accolades, I have this, I have that, and plus I don't need you, and I don't ever, you'll never get proposed to. Let me just end right there. Cut the attitude or you'll never get proposed to. They got some Sims that would propose to anybody. But anyway, that's beside it. But that's a different show. Yeah. That's a different show.
Well, she first, think about it. Her first statement, when she got on that microphone and asked that pastor the question, she said, what is your feelings on dominant women?
Yes. Dominant women. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, this is, you don't hear this in every community, man.
No.
You don't. No. I've never seen a white woman in a white church talking about, I'm a dominant woman. This is disgusting.
Dominism. You know what it is? It's just that we lost our way.
Hey, man.
And we lost our way because the thing is that that when you come from single parents and the home is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we are left to form our own attitudes.
Right. And, and understanding.
Because of stress. Because of stress and what the world has, what the world has given us as far as headaches and stress and pain.
Right.
So we're left. So when the house is broken, now you, now a woman that don't have
a
father or a mother or found the foundation to correct her about attitude, how you could conduct yourself in society, how you conduct yourself when it comes to meeting your a future significant other, or vice versa. And when you don't have that, like when a man is passive, he never really had a man figure in his home, so he's docile, he's passive, and they equate that to being a simp because he's docile, he's passive, and he's only goes ahead and he always, and when a woman says something, he agrees with everything she says, He don't correct her, he just lets her do whatever she wants to do, and she dominates him. Because he's missing that element in his household when he was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
He's missing that element.
Yeah.
Or vice versa for the woman. When a woman don't have somebody to correct her in their household, that foundation is gone and is no longer, she don't have that woman figure. Woman, her mother's not representing the way she should ought to be representing, or the father's missing in the home. She don't have that foundation to direct her and say, this is not, don't come with that attitude. That's not how you direct yourself. This is not how you conduct yourself when you have a potential someone that want to meet you. And sometimes a lot, because of that, a lot of them stay single until they hit 40 years old because they lose out because they keep that mentality and that attitude, and they lose out a lot because that foundation was not built from when they were small, when they were young. And that's the problem. That's what we have in our community. That's what it is. Yeah. And that's where the attitude come in, that, I will knock you out to next year. That's where all that attitude come, you know? And it's like, whoa. Yeah. And she's like, say I won't. Woman that pulls up her foot and say I won't. That's where all that attitude comes from.
Yeah, that's toxic.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Well, I'm gonna let that be last said. I ain't got no more to add to that.
Nah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's yeah.
Yeah, I think that sums up the show. This was good and informative. I'll last say this. I think he has a kind heart, the pastor.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make it seem like he's like some false prophet. He's not. You want to go attend his church? Do so. But I just feel that how we're really going to grow as a black community and as a kingdom community.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be objective with men to the fullest degree, then you gotta be objective with the women too. If you're gonna correct the men, you gotta correct it all across the board, because we're better people when we're both corrected.
Yes.
When both men and women are corrected, we are a better community. And we'll have a better ministry because of it. For those who have faith, y'all know what I'm talking about. All right, man. Let them know where they can reach you.
You can reach me at Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Also, Wayne Backus Gospel on Instagram. Also, Facebook, Wayne Backus 167 on Facebook. Also, Twitter. At Wayne Backus 2 on Twitter. Also TikTok, Wayne Backus Zacchaeus on TikTok. Also, that's about it. Y'all can hit me up, y'all. At Zacchaeus Music on Instagram. Hit me up. God bless. Peace. Bless.
All right. Y'all can reach me at The Fifth General, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At The Fifth General, all right? All right. This was another episode of Mrs. Z and Fifth, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.